RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. No more congestion by passport process in Indonesian embassy. Embassy promotes Trade Expo Indonesia in Senegal. President Joko Widodo instructs police to detail investigate the fake vaccine network. Now the news in detail. After congestions by the process of passport renewal with biometric system at the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, the procedure is now running as scheduled. It takes only 3 days for recording a fingerprint, iris, and face shape. The embassy had asked the central government for additional personnel to help complete the passport renewal in Malaysia. The Indonesian immigration attaché, Dwi Widodo, explained in Kuala Lumpur recently that the congestion was caused by two factors, namely implementation of the new biometric system and the 5-year cycle of passport renewal after amnesty program in 2011.
Ada dua kejadian ini. Yang pertama yang tadi yang baru terdapat singkir orang agen.
There are two factors, the new system that they had not anticipated yet, and the long holidays. Moreover, there is a 5-year cycle for the working permit from 2011 that ends in this year.
Ada siklus 5 tahunan, yang dulu 6P itu, dulu 6P tahun 2011, itu yang bernambah juga orang melonjak akhirnya pada buat paspor, apa penggantian paspor.
Dwi added the long quiz still occur by taking ulang. Dwi added the long quiz still occur by taking passport instead of by data recording. Many Indonesians are not yet familiar with application of different card colors as scheduled to take passport. They still come on the same day and at the same time. Thousands of Indonesian citizens are convicted and deported from Malaysia annually. They came and work in Malaysia illegally. The entry point from Indonesia to Malaysia is Johor Bahru. This area is directly adjacent to the island of Sumatra, especially Riau Island Province, North Sumatra, and Aceh. Consul General of Indonesia in Johor Bahru, Taufikur Rijal, said every week Indonesian citizens were deported to Indonesia. They had no document. In this year, until last week, over 10,900 Indonesian citizens had been deported by the Malaysian government.
Johor itu kan pintu masuknya lewat laut.
The entry point in Johor is by sea. There are many ports they can enter. They had passport, but only travel passport for 30 days, not the passport with working permits. They usually do not return to Indonesia after 30 days, so they overstay in Malaysia. It is not a surprise that every week there are deportations from Johor to Tanjung Pinang. Until last Wednesday, the number of deported Indonesians reached around 10,900. Consul General of Indonesia in Johor Bahru, Taufikur Rijal, added that the Indonesian Consulate General continues to coordinate with the local state administration. The Malaysian maritime authorities conduct routine patrols in the Malaysian waters that become the entry points of illegal migrants. According to Taufik, every week, 200 to 500 Indonesian citizens were reported through Johor Bahru. They came from various regions in Malaysia and have served their sentences. The Indonesian embassy in Dakar, Senegal, has held a business meeting with Senegalese businessmen to promote various mainstay products and the 31st Trade Expo Indonesia to be held in Jakarta on October 12 to 16, 2016. The business meeting was attended by Senegalese business persons who have been doing business with their Indonesian counterpart. Secretary General of the Senegalese National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DICE, Dakar Chamber of Commerce and Industry Secretary General, and Paul Trade CEO attended the meeting. Indonesian Ambassador to Senegal, Mansur Pangeran, said in Jakarta Sunday that the relations between Indonesia and Senegal, particularly in the business field, have been running well since long ago. The Indonesian embassy promoted various mainstay products during the meeting, such as oil palm, cocoa, rubber, cinnamon, and textile. The ambassador said Indonesia's free visa policy was also hailed by Senegalese businesses, and it is likely that more Senegalese businesses will take part in the 31st Trade Expo Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said revealing of fake vaccines is the momentum for the government to improve governance and distribution for pharmacy industry. President Joko Widodo, in the People Health Center Puskesmas at Ciracas, East Jakarta, Monday, said the purpose of his visit is to make sure health services for all children is good. This momentum, according to President, can be started by revealing the case of the fake vaccine totally. He said the actors involved, both the manufacturer, distributor, or any person in a health facility, must be punished. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked the Ministry of Health and the Provincial Health Department to assess how many children are affected by the counterfeit vaccines. He requested that they will be immediately revaccinated. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has instructed operators and management of airport in the country to boost airport security to prevent any eventuality, including smuggling of goods. On the sidelines of his visit to Kuala Namu Airport in Medan, North Sumatra, Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan said he had issued a number of instructions and requested measures to be taken to increase security at airport. He hoped community members would help support the government's effort by reporting to the authorities anything suspicious. When asked about the long queues that would occur due to tightening of checks, the minister said he hoped people would understand. During the minister's visit, a number of military personnel were seen standing guard in front of the airport. Besides tactical vehicles, the Mobile Brigade of the North Sumatra Regional Police Command has also made available a bomb-defusing vehicle at the location. Bank Indonesia projected that the tax amnesty policy can encourage economic growth in Indonesia to 5.3%. While without tax amnesty, the country's economic growth only in the lower limit of 5.04%. Economist at Bank Permata Joshua Pardede said on Monday, Jakarta, Indonesia's economic growth is estimated around 5.0%. Nevertheless, he agreed that tax amnesty is potential to promote economic growth in medium to long term because the tax amnesty will encourage repatriation of funds that had been stationed abroad. Joshua explained it also depends on the type of investment to accommodate the repatriation of funds. If the repatriation of funds is placed on the property or factories and other investment in the real sector, he considered that it will encourage investment growth. Finally, it can move the real sector and manufacture as well as domestic economic growth. The last item. Indonesian Minister of Marine and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti re-emphasized her staff to make savings and efficiency. The minister also said on Monday in Halal Bihalal, or Lebaran get-together event in Jakarta, Indonesia is a large country which has the potential to become a developed country because Indonesia has an asset to reach that. Indonesia has the fourth largest population in the world and has the second longest coastline in the world, the largest Muslim country in the world, and the third biggest democratic state in the world. Susi said Indonesia should empower with work. As the world's largest Muslim country, Indonesia should promote peace and sincerity, so Indonesia will be a big country. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. No more congestion by passport process in Indonesian embassy. Embassy promotes Trade Expo Indonesia in Senegal. President Joko Widodo instructs police to detail investigate the fake vaccine network. That was the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to commentary entitled Accompanying Children on the First Day of School Campaign. Most schools in Indonesia started the new academic year 2016 to 2017 today, Monday, July 18, 2016. In the face of the new school year, the students, especially of kindergarten and elementary school, not only are required to make preparations such as new school uniforms and supply, but also the mental readiness. New students need mental preparedness in the face of new school environment, new teachers, and new friends. This is where the parents' role and support are important to mentally prepare their children for studying in their new school. For that reason, the Minister of Education and Culture, Anies Baswedan, issued a circular number 4 on July 11, 2016, on first day of school, which contains an appeal to the state civil apparatus to accompany their children to school on the first day of school. In the letter, the Education Minister also asked governors, regions, and mayors to give a dispensation to the state civil apparatus to accompany their children on the first day of the new school. Minister Anies also hopes private companies to give a similar dispensation to their employees. He even issued a written request to the Minister of Administrative Reform and Bureaucratic Reform, Yudi Krisnandi, on the matter. The appeal of the Minister of Education and Culture has received a positive response from Minister of Administrative Reform and Bureaucratic Reform, Yudi Krisnandi, who allowed the state civil apparatus, the military, and police to deliver their children in the first day of school before coming to the office. However, the minister warned not to use it as an excuse to steal time from work. He also stressed that accompanying children to school activities as desired by Minister of Education and Culture, Anies Baswedan, must not disrupt public services. Accompanying children on the first day of school is not just taking them from home to school. At school, parents need to encourage children to make new friends, teach them to greet others, including the teachers. In addition, parents can also meet the teachers and other parents, so that there is mutual interaction and communication between the parents and the educators. Taking children on the first day of school does not mean parents spoiling their kids. Instead, parents can foster and develop the potential of the children. At the time, the children feel awkward with their surrounding. Parents can provide support and encouragement so that they are better prepared for the new environment. That was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event on July 18, 1925. Adolf Hitler published a book about his political manifesto, Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, is an autobiography by the National Socialist leader Adolf Hitler, in which he outlines his political ideology and future plans for Germany. Volume 1 of Mein Kampf was published on July 18, 1925, and Volume 2 in 1926. The book was edited by Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess. Hitler began dictating the book to Hess while imprisoned for what he considered to be political crimes following his failed putsch in Munich in November 1923. Although Hitler received many visitors initially, he soon devoted himself entirely to the book. As he continued, Hitler realized that it would have to be a two-volume work, with the first volume scheduled for release in early 1925. The governor of Landsberg noted at the time that Hitler hopes the book will run into many editions, thus enabling him to fulfill his financial obligations and to defray the expenses incurred at the time of his trial. In 2016, following the expiry of the copyright held by the Bavarian state government, Mein Kampf was republished in Germany for the first time since 1945. On July 18, 1936, the Civil War in Spain launched between the right group against the socialist government. The Spanish Civil War began after General Franco called on all to join the Spanish army overthrew the government of Spain at that time. Germany and Italy supported Franco with planes, tanks, and weaponry, while the Soviet Union supported the government and socialist groups. In January 1939, the capital city of Spain, Barcelona, successfully captured the rebel forces, and shortly thereafter, the whole of Spain fell into their hands. On March 28, 1939, the war ended with the surrender of the government side, which was also known as a republican. This war sacrificed more than a million lives, and General Franco ruled Spain with an iron fist until his death in 1975. We conclude with July 18, 1974. The Housing Development Public Company was firstly established. The National Housing Development Public Company, or Perumprumnas, is an Indonesian state-owned enterprise engaged in the field of housing and settlements. The establishment of Perumnas is a solution of the government in providing adequate housing for the middle to the bottom community. The company was founded based on Government Regulation No. 29, of 1974, amended by Government Regulation No. 12 of 1988, and refined through Government Regulation No. 15 of 2004, dated May 10, 2004. Since its founding in 1974, Perumperumnas always act as a pioneer in the provision of housing and settlement for the middle to lower income. Through the concept of large-scale development, Perumperumnas managed to make a significant contribution in the formation of the residential area and the city scattered throughout Indonesia. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on the need to strengthen intersectoral intelligence to oversee Indonesia from interference that could undermine national stability. World development strategic environment demands continuous supervision of a country with an adequate intelligence analysis data. The development of real threats such as acts of terrorism can no longer be denied because it is manifestly continued to show remarkable massive movement and spread to almost all parts of the world, both developed and developing countries, including Indonesia. According to Commander of the Indonesian Military, General Gatot Nurmantio, at the NI headquarters in Jakarta, as quoted by Antara News Agency, seeing the condition of Indonesia's national intelligence today, it would still need improvement quality that can provide guarantees for the security of the country. Hence, he said, the future is still very much a problem to be solved and needs to be examined and addressed with intelligence strategies. In addition, General Gatot Nurmantio said the strengthening of the military intelligence capability must be described in a variety of principles, strategically, tactically, and operational levels to meet political, economic, social, cultural, military, and defense needs. He reiterated, to meet the challenges of the strategic environment, that solidity and optimization of synergy are necessary, and the sectoral ego among the NI intelligence community must be thrown away. In addition, the military or TNI chief said transnational crimes like hijacking, hostage-taking, piracy, cross-country kidnapping, separatism, radicalism, which all indicate how the threat to the community or nation is not just discourse or nonsense. The threat facing Indonesia, according to Gatot Nurmantio, like the high level of drug trafficking, which has penetrated to the villages, which could be the horror and tragedy of generation of people because it will destroy human beings and civilization. So, to counteract that, the importance of strengthening intelligence, considering up to now Indonesia still has to do scantling military intelligence capabilities significantly. While related to the intelligence synergy between sectors in addressing the strategic environmental challenges, the Ministry of Defense plans to set up a defense intelligence. Defense Minister Yamirza Triakudu, as quoted by CNN Indonesia, said the need for defense intelligence agency is part of the organizational structure of the institution. According to him, Indonesia is one and the only country that does not have a defense intelligence agency. The idea of establishment of the defense intelligence under Secretary of Defense is associated with the changes after the reform with the separation of the Ministry of Defense and the military, which used to be one, headed by the Minister of Defense and Security in the past. Armed Forces Commander, who is also included in security anyway. Ria Mirza Triakudu also said that the idea of this establishment is also highly relevant to the challenges and the actual situation of Indonesia today. Defense Intelligence Agency will become a new form of agency for national strategic installations, or BAINTRANAS. Defense Ministry, according to a presidential decree, the National Strategic Installation Agency is in charge of implementing the National Strategic Installation Area Management. The agency chief, Major General Parianto, said that it is important to form Defense Intelligence Agency to predict and formulate the underlying threat of national defense strategy. That was Focus Today on Indonesian intelligence requires intersectoral strengthening. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. After congestions by the process of passport renewal with biometric system at the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, the procedure is now running as scheduled. It takes only 3 days for recording a fingerprint, iris, and face shape. The embassy had asked the central government for additional personnel to help complete the passport renewal in Malaysia. Thousands of Indonesian citizens are convicted and deported from Malaysia annually. They came and work in Malaysia illegally. The entry point from Indonesia to Malaysia is Johor Bahru. This area is directly adjacent to the island of Sumatra, especially in Riau Island Province, North Sumatra, and Aceh. Consul General of Indonesia in Johor Bahru, Taufikur Rijal, said every week Indonesian citizens were deported to Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said revealed of fake vaccines is the momentum for the government to improve governance and distribution for pharmacy industry. President Joko Widodo in the People Health Center at Ciracas, East Jakarta, Monday said the purpose of his visit is to make sure health services for all children is good. The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has instructed operators and management of airport in the country to boost airport security to prevent any eventuality, including smuggling of goods. On the sidelines of his visit to Kuala Namu Airport in Medan, North Sumatra, Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan said he had issued a number of instructions and requested measures to be taken to increase security at airport. Bank Indonesia projected that the tax amnesty policy can encourage economic growth in Indonesia to 5 to 3.3%. While without tax amnesty, the country's economic growth only in the lower limit of 5.04%. Indonesian Minister of Marine and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti re-emphasized her staff to make savings and efficiency. The minister also said on Monday in Halal Bihalal, in Jakarta, Indonesia is the largest country which has the potential to become a developed country because Indonesia has an asset to reach that. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com. Before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bangka Belitung province. Stay tuned. Listeners, the beauty of Indonesian nature is certainly interested to be discussed. Indonesia has wide territory, which covers seawater and also beautiful islands. Because of that, every inch of Indonesian territory has its own characteristic which can attract a lot of tourists. One of them is Bangka Belitung province, which has not only typical food, but also beautiful nature. One of the places which has the beauty of nature in Bangka Belitung is Lengkuas Island. Lengkuas Island is tourism destination which offers natural panorama. Although the island has only 1 hectare wide, this island has various facilities which can be enjoyed. Firstly, on the middle of the island, there is towering lighthouse. The lighthouse was built in 1882. Tourists can enjoy the beauty of the beaches scenery from the lighthouse. To climb to the lighthouse, you should release your footwear and wash your foot. The beauty of the nature of Lengkuas Island is not dubbed anymore. Because of that, this island becomes favorite destination to enjoy marine tourism. On this island, you can do many activities such as swimming and snorkeling. Tourists can bring their own equipment or rent it on this island. The enchantment of this island can hypnotize anybody who sees it. White and combining with blue ocean give exotic nuance. Lengkuas Island is located at Sijuk Subdistrict, Bangka Belitung Regency. This island can be accessed through Kelayang Bay by using boat. At the beach of Kelayang Bay, there are motorboats which are ready to take you to Lengkuas Island. To go to Kelayang Bay to Lengkuas Island takes around 20 minutes. It takes long time, but it will not be felt because you will be spoiled with beautiful panorama. During the trip, tourists can see the beauty of the sea. Cluster of white garnet stones appear from the surface of clear blue water. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Lengkuas Island, which is located in Bangka Belitung province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Sakit Sesudah Hari Raya Lebaran, which in English means sick after Lebaran holiday. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Sakit, sakit, which means sick. Sesudah, sesudah, which means after. Hari Raya Lebaran, Hari Raya Lebaran, which means Lebaran holiday. Mengantuk, mengantuk, which means sleepy. Tidak enak badan, tidak enak badan, which means not well. Batuk, batuk, which means cough. Sepanjang malam, which means all night. Tidur nyenyak, which means sleeping well. Demam, demam, which means fever. Diare, diare, which means diary. Makan, makan, which means to eat. Terlalu pedas, which means much spicy. Satu bulan, which means 1 month. Berpuasa, berpuasa, which means to fast. Sehat, sehat, which means healthy. Makan sembarangan, makan sembarangan, which means careless eat. Makanan bersantan, makanan bersantan, which means fatty food. Minum, minum, which means to drink. Soda, soda, which means soda. S, which means ice. Lelah, lelah, which means tired. Pembantu, pembantu, which means servant. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Sakit Sesudah Hari Lebaran, or in English means sick after Lebaran holiday. The conversation is between A. Anna and B. Nita at the office. A. Anna, mengapa kamu kelihatan mengantuk? Mengapa kamu kelihatan mengantuk? Which means, why are you look sleepy? B. Nita, saya sedang tidak enak badan. Saya sedang tidak enak badan, which means I'm not well. Saya batuk sepanjang malam. Saya batuk sepanjang malam, which means I have cough all night. Saya tidak bisa tidur nyenyak. Saya tidak bisa tidur nyenyak, which means I could not sleep well. A. Anna, saya juga demam. Saya juga demam, which means I also have fever. Selain itu, saya diare. Selain itu, saya diare, which means and diary. B. Nita, mungkin kamu makan terlalu pedas. Mungkin kamu makan terlalu pedas, which means maybe you ate much spicy. Satu bulan berpuasa, kita merasa sehat. Satu bulan berpuasa, kita merasa sehat, which means we feel healthy when we are fasting. Pada waktu hari raya lebaran, kita makan sembarangan. Pada waktu hari raya lebaran, kita makan sembarangan, which means at the lebaran holiday, we ate carelessly. A. Anna, betul, kita terlalu banyak makan makanan yang bersantan. Betul, kita terlalu banyak makan makanan yang bersantan. Which means, that's right, we have too much fatty foods. Kita minum soda dan es. Kita minum soda dan es. Which means, we drink soda and ice. B. Nita. Selain itu, pada waktu berpuasa, kita mungkin kurang tidur. Selain itu, pada waktu berpuasa, kita mungkin kurang tidur. Which means, besides, we were probably lack of sleep during the fasting month. Pada waktu lebaran, terlalu banyak makan dan terlalu lelah. Pada waktu lebaran, terlalu banyak makan dan terlalu lelah. Which means, while at lebaran, we ate much foods and too tired. Selain itu, mungkin tidak ada pembantu. Selain itu, mungkin tidak ada pembantu. Which means, moreover, we have no servant. A. Ana, betul. Minggu depan, saya akan berpuasa lagi. Betul. Minggu depan, saya akan berpuasa lagi. Which means, that's right. Next week, I will fast. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, I will again present you to an Indonesian legendary singer and composer, namely Gesang. Well, listener, let's listen to a song entitled Bengawan Solo by Gesang. Happy listening.
Bengawan Solo riwayatmu ini sedari dulu jadi perhatian insani. Musim kemarau tak berapa airmu di musim hujan air meluap sampai jauh. Mata airmu dari Solo berkurung gunung seribu. Air mengalir sampai jauh, akhirnya ke Yeah. seribu. Air mengalir sampai jauh, akhirnya ke
The song you've just listened, Bengawan Solo, was composed by Gesang himself. This song is not only famous in Indonesia, but also in foreign countries. In addition, it has been sung by many singers. The song was also translated into dozens of foreign languages, such as English, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. In fact, Bengawan Solo is used as the title of a big screen in Japan. Gesang, whose full name Gesang Barto Hartono, was born in Surakarta, Sunda, Jawa on October 1, 1917. Gesang composed the song Bengawan Solo in 1940, when he was at 23 years old. The young Gesang then was sitting on the edge of the Bengawan Solo. His administration toward the river gives him an inspiration to compose the song, which took about 6 months. The song also took him to reach the title as Keroncong Maestro of Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Jembatan Merah by Gesang.
Jembatan Merah berpagar gedung indah sepanjang hari yang melintasi hilir berganti mengenang susah hati patah ingat zaman berpisah kekasih pergi sehingga kini belum kembali biar jembatan merah andainya patah, aku pun bersumpah akan ku nanti dia di sini bertemu lagi. Jembatan merah andainya patah aku pun bersumpah akan ku nanti dia di sini bertemu
Listener, the song tells about love for the state or nation. Born in Indonesia, and the desire to bequeath something meaningful to the state before the death come ahead. This spirit needs to be owned by each nation. Listener, the Kroncong Maestro of Indonesia now has gone. Gesang died in Surakarta, Sonjo Java on May 20, 2010, at the age of 92 years old. But his works to present Kroncong music in the country still be remembered. The government of Surakarta, a city where Gesang was born, put the name of Gesang Marto Hartono as the name of the street as tribute to the Kroncong Maestro. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sapu Tangan and Kroncong Kemayoran by Gesang. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Sapu tangan yang harum baunya menawan hatiku.
Basah air mataku karena datang.
Tangan yang dulu ku terima dari kekasihku, pada masa dahulu berdua pertama. Tangan di waktu sekarang bagai hiburanku, karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan tangan di waktu sekarang. Bagai hiburanku, karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Dondong buah kecapi ini keroncong lintas sekali.
Siapa bisa menolong saya?
Jiwa manis indung di saya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.